will know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We try to bring you the closest games we can and bring them to you. Number 11 Pitt is beating Iowa State by 20 points right now. That's an 11 beating a 6 by 20 points. We can't even bring you that game. It's not close enough. The 11 is going to get the upset, and it's not even that close. So UConn is trailing Jeremy's Iona Gales.
Yeah, they are.
Jeremy, of course, attended school there for a couple of years before he was kicked out for what I assume was a gambling ring that he was running.
No. That's what I'm legally allowed to say. So
my lawyers won't let me say anymore. Xavier got the win over Kennesaw State today by 5. That was a little bit dicey. Michigan State took care of business against USC. The Pac-12 team's not looking too sharp right now. But Iowa State going to fall to Pitt, looks like. That's a minute left in that one. Jeremy, is the Creighton-NC State game getting close enough to where we think we can take that last minute here? What do you think?
No, it's 69-61 Creighton with about a minute left. So they hit a big three and a dunk.
8-point game. Okay, mm-hmm. There you go.
Not anymore.
Well, that's good. I have Creighton. I have Creighton going to the Elite Eight. So I need this. I need this game. And then I also had Pitt winning this game over Iowa State. So I'm going to be in a pretty good spot here. After everything, my goal by the end of the day is to surpass Scott, but for us as a show to still be in first and second place. We could still do that.
We could do that.
Yes. All right. Let me see here. What are the odds goes like this, Scott? I bring you a scenario. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. There are double digit seeds playing on Saturday so far. We might have a couple more that get added to this thing for Saturday and Sunday. What are the odds that that these double-digit seeds, that we see two double-digit seeds go to the Sweet 16 from this weekend. So two you've got Furman, you've got Princeton, San Diego State's got a game against Penn State that might be pretty difficult, and then you know Missouri is going to face the winner of or Missouri is facing Princeton. You don't want to mess with that tiger,
that juggernaut.
No. That offensive outpouring that you get.
Isn't that Tigers versus Tigers?
Princeton? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But, like, you get the tiger that Mizzou has in its logo looks a lot meaner than the – I think the Princeton Tigers look studying. It's like, has, like, glasses on.
Has glasses.
I think it's more of like a Tony the Tiger.
So what are the odds at two?
What are the odds that two double-digit teams end up in the Sweet 16 from this
weekend?
Yeah,
that's – two is a lot. I could see one. Sweet 16, yeah, I mean, I think that's a little
challenge. Did you get added?
I got added.
Scott's officially in the lead now for the bracket challenge on KSLSports.com.
I'm the winner.
Oh, yeah, are you? Your national champion got eliminated last night, brother.
I'm the winner of the first quarter.
Get out of here. Yeah, so.
I think it's relatively low.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 33% since it's basketball. Larry Legend, 33%.
Okay. I'm going to go with I like the idea of a couple of double-digit teams going to the Sweet 16.
I mean, I like the idea. But
I do, too. I don't know if it's going to happen.
33% is like
– This would be the third tournament in a row that the 15 seed goes to a 16 – goes to a Sweet 16. That's insane. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a – Magic Johnson was 32, right? Well, was he 32 at Michigan State, too?
I don't know either.
You said Larry, so I'm going to go with the Magic Johnson 32% right. chance.
That was a good matchup, too,
yeah.
by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what put the NBA on the map.
It's really what made the tournament.
March Madness,
because
that
game. They were going that transition from the NIT to the NCAA tournament over that kind of crossover of a decade or so.
Yep.
And that's when the tournament became something else.
Yeah.
That game was played right here in Salt Lake City, by the way.
Wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
University of Utah.
There you go.
What else you got for me?
I got this one. What are the odds that Bryce Young gets taken over C.J. Stroud by the Panthers for that number one pick? There are rumors that they actually might favor Bryce Young. What on earth?
Well, he was the guy that most people thought was the top-rated quarterback in the draft. And, he probably has a little bit more of that, like, dual threat, you know, where he can run and he can throw. And so – And you know, he played at Alabama, and he played in a lot of big games and was Heisman Trophy winner, national champion type of thing. So I'm going to say that he probably – I don't know. He's just so small.
Yeah.
Serious. And it's one thing to –
But that wasn't a shock. We've heard all those guys go. No one was surprised.
I know
by
no
that.
One's shocked by it, but – He just doesn't, to me, look like, even though he's a smaller guy, has a stout body.
You know what I think you're affected by? You watched C.J. Stroud in that 2022 Rose Bowl.
Well, you watched the throws, and
I was there, too.
There's a whole lot of NFL throws in that game.
Absolutely.
A whole lot of NFL throws.
I'm going to go with a Magic Johnson at Michigan State 33% chance.
So he was 33.
He was 33
at
also,
State.
Yes.
So he couldn't be 33. He couldn't be the –
No, isn't that wild?
Isn't Kareem 33? I think Kareem was 33.
He was. I think that's why he didn't get
the
number.
He had to switch to 32.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Went to 32.
Captain.
So that 33 is actually up in the rafters at Michigan State for Magic Johnson.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. I'll give it Greg Bingham, 54%, former Houston Oiler. I'll bet Jeremy knows that number.
Does he?
Yeah.
Jeremy seems like the Oiler fan that knows who Earl Campbell is and
Dan Pastorini.
And that's about it.
Warren Moon, come on.
Johnson.
Warren Moon to one, right?
Kenny Burrow.
Yeah.
Kenny Burrow, he was double zero.
Okay. All right. There's your What Are the Odds for the weekend.